Hi, and welcome back to another installment of Getting to Know You. I'm here today with Dr. Jennifer Wong. She's the program director of Harvard Combined Dermatology Residency Program and is an associate professor of dermatology at Harvard Medical School. She's also an attending physician at Boston Children's Hospital and a consulting physician at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. She has been a member of PDRA close to the beginning, and is currently serving as co-chair for the meetings committee and previously chaired our early investigators committee. And she founded one of PDRA's study focus groups, skin tumors and reactions to cancer therapies. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Wong.
Thanks so much for having me, Jen.
So Dr. Wong, could you just walk everybody through how you came to pediatric dermatology, what your journey looked like, and what you find fulfilling about your job?
So I was one of the many, I feel like, people in pediatric dermatology that discovered it late in their career. I always knew I wanted to do pediatrics, and I did my pediatrics residency at Columbia, New York City. And during that time, I was really kind of struggling with what area within pediatrics I wanted to focus on. And I just fortuitously ended up taking care of a very sick patient with a severe skin illness. And that is when I met Kim Morrell and Maria Garzon, two of my mentors to date, and discovered this area of pediatric dermatology and spent time with them and did an elective and loved it. I loved everything about pediatric dermatology, the skin conditions, the kind of care you can provide to these patients, the patient population, and the mentorship. I realized pretty quickly that everyone was really friendly and willing to help and really cared about improving the lives of patients. So I started to explore how I could become a pediatric dermatologist. And Dr. Garzon in particular was really pivotal in my career, gave me the encouragement that I needed to apply and connected me with Dr. Paller to do a research year with. And she also has served as a lifelong mentor for me and really shared with me the joy of research and what you can do with it. And during my research year with her, we investigated the effects of dilute bleach baths and eczema, and it was just really inspiring to work with her and to understand how research can directly impact the care of patients. And so just the more and more I did patient care and research in peds derm, the more I fell in love with it, and ultimately went into dermatology and then did my peds derm fellowship, and since 2011 have been a pediatric dermatologist and would never change my somewhat long-winded course for anything. I'm so glad that I trained in pediatrics and found the mentors that I found and found the specialty that is the right fit for me.
That's pretty incredible. I love that your story includes being inspired by a patient that was just kind of something you stumbled upon and took care of that patient and really found this passion inside yourself for that care and led you down the path that you've been on now for so many years. Can you talk a little bit more about what your research area is and your focus?
I feel like, so my research area is in oncodermatology, and it actually also connects with kind of my experience in pediatrics. As I was trying to think about what I wanted to do within peds derm, I really thought about my training and realized that I wanted to continue utilizing the education that I received in pediatrics. I wanted to take care of complex patients. And it was Dr. Marilyn Liang, who was my fellowship director, who suggested exploring graft-versus-host disease. Mm-hmm. And I realized that makes a lot of sense, like in terms of what I'm interested in the patient population and the area of really unexplored research for me to kind of start there. So when I started as a fellow, I started participating in a multidisciplinary graft-versus-host disease clinic. And then again, like it opened my eyes to so much more that I could take care of and learn about within oncology. And so now my area of interest is very all-encompassing in oncodermatology and includes GVHD, reactions to chemotherapy in particular, now in the last few years, targeted anti-cancer therapies, And then actually a big piece of what I do is taking care of childhood cancer survivors and helping them with the late effects of their skin, whether it's skin cancer or alopecia, or even things like scars that really affect them and their quality of life. So I've really loved it for so many reasons. One, as I mentioned, there's still so much to learn, and there's so much need out there. I can't tell you the number of times patients have said, I can't believe I'm finally seeing a dermatologist. You know, it's been 10 years since my transplant or 10 years since I finished therapy, and I always knew I needed to see one, and thank you so much. You know, they're really appreciative because they realize it's necessary, but they haven't had the access. So that's really rewarding. And then they have a million questions about what it means to take care of their skin, and, you know, what graft-versus-host disease means to their skin and their long-term outcomes. So again, it's really rewarding in terms of patient care. And then it's also opened my eyes to the different areas of research that are really in need. And then the last thing is the collaboration with oncologists. And they are so appreciative of having subspecialists that are wanting to work with them and also wanting to help their patients. And they're teaching me all the time, and they're very patient with me in explaining what oncologic conditions they have and what cancer therapies are important to think about when I'm trying to institute a dermatologic treatment. So it's all around been really fulfilling, both in terms of patient care and fulfilling a need with research and collaboration with other specialties.
That is an incredible story. And your focus and your work is so awesome because cancer is such a big, scary word. And you think about it in terms of, okay, you've got the initial diagnosis and then you're thinking about treatment, but then you kind of don't let your mind go to the place of where are we going to be after I'm in remission or you know, what's going to happen? And so you talk about seeing a dermatologist 10 years later and having to, you know, figure out like what the next steps are in terms of skincare following this cancer ordeal. So it's really incredible that you've been able to find that niche in that research.
I also think one thing I've realized now that I'm 10 years into practicing is that it's not just one thing for every patient. Now I've had long-term relationships with so many of my patients, and I'll give you an example. There's a patient I saw, I first started seeing in my first or second year of practice, and that was for a pretty mild reaction to a traditional chemotherapy agent, and we treated it. And then this patient came back to see me after treatment just for a mole check. And then that patient came back to see me because unfortunately she then had a relapse of her cancer and again had a reaction to her chemotherapy and then that got better. And then she came back to see me because she then unfortunately had a brain tumor as a secondary tumor after her all of her cancer treatment. And she was now on a targeted therapy and she was getting skin reactions to that. And so now I'm seeing her for that. And I know that it may be sad, and it is sad, and it's hard to see them go through all of that. But at the same time, you really feel like you get to know them really well. And there's an incredibly trusting relationship. And I learn so much from them just from seeing, you know, all of the different steps that they have to go through to fight cancer and all the complications that come with that. And there's just so many examples of that in the care of patients. And it really does, it's really fantastic. It's a incredibly rewarding part of my practice.
So Dr. Wong, I want to go back to something you mentioned in the beginning was the importance of mentorship to you and helping you really define your path and your career to pediatric dermatology with doctors like Dr. Morrell and Dr. Garzon and Dr. Peller. So can you talk about a little bit more about the importance of having been a mentee and also now a mentor in your career?
Sure. It's one of my favorite topics because I think that mentorship is incredibly important. It's truly pivotal to the success of somebody's career. And that's, you know, whether you want to do academics, research, private practice, whatever it is that you are, not even in medicine, right? I think that Mentorship is probably 90% of what contributes to success. I really believe that personally for myself. And I think mentorship includes giving me advice about the little things and then major career decisions, keeping things private and supportive. And I don't know. So there have been so many moments, whether it's day to day, I'm sure that I seek mentorship day to day, or like I said, with major career decisions where I felt so grateful for my PD Derm colleagues across the country. And I feel like in our, I don't know, I think PD Derm is incredibly special. I feel like even if I reached out to someone who didn't really know me that well and I asked for their advice within our community, they would be willing to hear me out and do what they could to help. And I think that's just the true beauty of the community we've built in our specialty. And I also feel like one of the most rewarding parts of my job is to mentor others. And that includes junior faculty and our residents and our students. I'm proud of the people who've done all kinds of things with their career, but in particular, the ones who've gone on to be inspired and do oncodermatology work. I'll just give a couple examples, but there's so many, like Val Carlberg in Milwaukee and Yasmin Gregorian in D.C. and Christina Bull in Minneapolis, but so many others who've gone on to do a lot of meaningful work in this population and have continued to collaborate and mentor others. So, you know, hopefully it's just the gift that keeps on giving. And we'll see many more people involved in this area of research and patient care over time.
Absolutely. Mentorship is so important. Just for exactly what you said, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's the passing down of knowledge and information that you can't get out of a textbook, right? So I think that's really cool. Okay, one last question before we wrap it up, but I wanted to know a little bit more if you could tell everybody about your role within PDRA, maybe past role and current role, and just tell everybody what you do.
So I started being involved in PDRA pretty early in 2014. I think that it was developed a year before, but I think for some reason I couldn't make it to that meeting. And so I joined the following year. And since then, I've been a really active member. I was so energized by that meeting. And at that meeting, I had asked Amy Paller and Larry Eichenfeld whether or not they would be interested in creating a new research area in PDRA that was related to oncology. And they were incredibly supportive and said, sure. And they actually, I think Amy was the one who came up with the acronym because she's so good at acronyms. And Larry said he would co-chair that group with me. And as you mentioned, that's called STARC. There was so much momentum right from the beginning, and again, so much support. So I kind of got started with PDRA that way. And by the end of the meeting, Amy had the idea of creating an early investigators committee, and had asked me if I'd be willing to lead it, and had an incredible group of friends and colleagues be part of that. And with both of those activities, I got really active and engaged in PDRA, and since then have continued my work in oncology and dermatology within STARC. And now Carrie Coughlin is the chair of STARC, and she's done so much for that group. And now I co-chair the meetings planning committee. And so that's been, as you know, Jen, really interesting in the COVID world, having to convert from in-person to virtual. And but, you know, we are really excited about how engaged people were at our virtual conference last year. And then excitingly now I'm part of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee that just got created these past few months. And that's really so important, and I'm glad PDRA has invested in these important issues with regards to research. And so it's been fun to be part of that too. So I hope and plan to continue to be involved in PDRA for a long time.
Well, Dr. Hong, we are so thankful for all the work that you have done for PEDRA and all the work you continue to do. You did an incredible job setting up the infrastructure for the Early Investigators Committee, which I'm now deeply involved in. And our Early Investigators program is one of, I think, our most fabulous programs, but I'm biased. And then all your hard work in this STARC group, it's just really incredible. And PEDRA is very lucky to have investigators like you who are so invested in the organization. Thank you so much for being with me today. It's been wonderful getting to know you.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Getting to Know You with Dr. Jen Wong. Stay tuned. In 2 weeks, we have Dr. Yvonne Chu from the Medical College of Wisconsin joining us. You can follow us on Twitter at PEDRA Research. You can find us on Facebook at PEDRA Research. And you can find us on our website and PEDRA Podcasts, now available on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts.